coming to terms with who you are and what you are, where you're from, and what all that means is probably one of the most important things that I have learned about myself and, to be honest, about all of us human beings for quite some time. And it's probably one of the most important things that I've come to understand when it comes to what training actually means and what we are trying to get out of this process. This is the Warrior's Way podcast, and I'm James Eek. This is episode 149, and I am walking the streets of this very sunny and beautiful day on the west coast of Canada. As you know, not too long ago, just got back from Iceland. And to say it was an epic adventure is not even accurate, to be honest with you. It was massive beyond words. Part of me, I think, is still there in very real and tangible ways. And that's okay. What I have really gathered from everything that I learned there and everything that I did and everything that I saw and everything that I guess you could say impacted me on more than just a physical level is really about, I guess the best way to describe it is reconciliation. Now, reconciliation, it's a bit of a buzzword, especially here in Canada. We are in a time of reconciliation with First Nations people, the people that lived here on this land before all of, I don't know what is the best word to describe, but all these people came to North America. And this is not a unique situation here in Canada or down south. It's happened, well, everywhere. It's kind of the story of humanity, really, if you think about it. I was reading the other day that when Europeans, or before Europeans, but when humans came from Africa and started moving north, European people lived for over 20,000 years with Neanderthals and all these other types of hominids that existed back then. And that's kind of mind-boggling if you think about it. 20,000 years of people like you and I who lived with other people who were just like us but quite different. And we're here and they're not. And that's very strange in so many ways. But it also teaches a very valuable lesson when we're talking about, you know, coming to terms with who we are and what we are. Because that means that there's a huge, huge history, a huge, huge story that lives inside of each and every one of us. There's a story that lives inside of you that you don't even know. Like I've said before, when you're walking around, you're not just, in a very real way, you're not walking around with your own feet. You're not looking at things with your own eyes. You're not hearing things with your ears. You're not breathing with your lungs. These are things that were given to you, kind of renting them through this life. It came from these people that make up who you are. And most of us aren't even really aware of that. We kind of look at our lives like, this life belongs to me. And, you know, I am me. But really, that's just so, it's so wrong in so many ways when you actually think of it in bigger terms. Now, of course, you know, if you think in relative terms, yeah, sure, this body's yours. But not really. kind of a ongoing rental. Hopefully you don't get a bill. Anyways, this concept of trying to understand reconciliation is very important. It's basically, if you think about it, reconciliation means that there was a relationship before, and you're trying to understand that, come to grips with what that means, and forge a new path that still embraces those things that came before. And that's very interesting if you think about it. I'm nearly getting hit by cars. I don't know what's going on. I'm not wearing camouflage. It's like every time I do this thing, I have to have superpowers to leap over cars that don't want to stop as I cross the street. This coming to terms is very important, though. It enables us to see our lives in broader strokes. We can see where we came from. And it encourages us to look deeper. And what I mean by that is, if you say you get your DNA tested and you find out that your ancestors are from these geographic locations, what that means is that there is probably, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years of stories and songs and beliefs and just amazing things that occurred that were very important to all these people that make up who you are. And it's so easy to forget that. You know, we think in such shallow terms. You know, you think about, say, your grandfather that served in the Second World War. Maybe your father was a whatever, doctor, and your aunt is a, I don't know, a hairstylist. And then we don't go back too much further. Sometimes we do, and we're like, oh yeah, so this person did this and this person did that, and that's as far as you go. And you just kind of look at the surface of these things, that this person's job was this. Well, if you're listening to this and you're serious about your training, ask yourself something. Is your job who you are? I don't think so. I don't think so. And if it is, well, someday you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, man, my job is not who I am. My job never was who I am. I myself, I've had so many different jobs. I was a journalist. I was in the army, and now I work in government. You know, I also teach, I do this, I do art, I write, I do lots of different things. And then when you take it another step and you think about the things that, for those of you that train, embrace, you know, maybe you're a Buddhist, or maybe you are whatever. And then take into the next, you know, that you train in this art, or you, you know, are a yoga teacher, and so on and so on and so on. And all of these other people were like you. They all had things that really mattered, and probably mattered in a whole different kind of way than the way that we think of things these days. A lot of people look at things in a touristy kind of way, I guess is the best way to explain it. They have a surface interest, but they don't generally go much deeper. You know, the number of people that I've trained in the martial arts, say, over the past 30 plus years is a lot of people, man. And all those people, you know, probably have conversations and someday say, oh, well, yeah, I used to train in the martial arts. So it's not something that is there still. Unlike, you know, people who had to do things to survive or did things because it was life. You know, when I think about the spiritual and today we use the term religious practices of people in the past, it was their life. You know, you want to have a successful hunt, so you do your utmost to make sure that this ceremony is going to please the people and the ancestors and the gods so that you can feed your family. And that is very important. And we forget about that. We think that, you know, we live in these modern times and those things of the past don't matter anymore, but they do. For those 20,000 years that humans lived alongside all these other people that weren't humans, or not humans like you and I. I don't think Neanderthals were humans. They're people. Or maybe they were humans. No, they weren't humans. Humans is what we are. You know what I'm saying? They were other human-like beings. For those 20,000 years, the practices of those people really mattered. That magic that they practiced and believed in, it helped keep them going through those dark winters, through ice ages. Don't forget about the ice ages. Through the nights when giant monsters prowled around. And for us today to think that those things didn't matter is very odd if you think about it. That we've thrown all of who we are away because we have cell phones and Wi-Fi and drive around in cars and can go to the grocery. I think one of the best things that you can do in terms of your training is actually to examine and research and embrace that part of you. To have reconciliation for you. And that's... that's something that we forget. So when you're training, for sure, look into the cultures and the stories and the songs and the dance and the music and the, you know, the everything to do with that culture that created that system that you're training in so that you can fully understand it. But also understand that that story is part of you. That's your story. And then I'd encourage you to go deeper. So, you know, if you really do love that thing that you train in and that belief in that, in which you have a whole lot of faith because you do it, I'd encourage you to look at your own culture, your own stories, your own background. And maybe you'll find out, maybe you'll get your DNA done, and you'll find out that you're from a whole lot of places. And look into all of that. What did those people believe in? What were their martial arts? What was their exercise? What was their religion? What was their story? What was their mythology? What was their custom? And that's not going to make your life suck. It's going to give you more in your life. I know it has for me in ways that I would never even have imagined. Now, you can do it kind of just on the surface, or you can dive deep and you can read these stories and let them kind of, I guess you could say, you know, chew them for a bit. Don't be in a rush. Listen to how it resonates within you. And you might be surprised. You might find out that these stories and these songs, these myths, these practices, that they actually resonate with you. And you might find that you can learn to integrate them into your life. And you can maybe welcome them into your life and welcome them into your practice, welcome them into your training. And that's what all those old masters were trying to do, if I am honest. If you look at the philosophy of any system, what you're going to find is a whole lot of smart people that were telling you to think deeply, to do more, to look at yourself, to examine your life. I think it was Socrates that said that an unexamined life is not worth living. And I think that's some of the best advice that we can hoist aboard and make ours. So that's what I would suggest that you kind of look into. Now, you don't have to, you know, jump on the next plane and head to Iceland like I did, though I would highly recommend it. But look into your story and what resonates with you. Be honest with yourself and find the truth within your own bones. So that when you walk, you're walking with those people that came before you. Those people that are you. And you are them. If nothing else, it's something to think about. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your frenemies. Train hard. Have fun. And be a good friend. This world needs more people like that. I read recently that Thich Nhat Hanh said that we don't need one Buddha, we need many. And that's something that I think is very, very true. And the first step in that is smile and be friendly. Until next time, you take care of yourself. Bye-bye.